Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We're in a series on the Ten Commandments from Exodus chapter 20 called Guardrails. And the main idea of this series is you don't have to choose between the rules and relationships. This week we come to the fourth command, and I'll read the passage before we talk about it. Verse 8 of chapter 20 of Exodus says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is within them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Keep the Sabbath, all right? That's the command. But what does this mean for us? I mean, most of us, we don't think about the Sabbath on a daily basis. There's a lot of discussion around Sabbath and what it means and how it applies. Some people believe that the Sabbath is just a Jewish thing. Obviously, that's the roots here in Exodus 20. This is a Jewish idea that came out of the Jewish people. And so people think, oh, it's no longer for us because we're not under the law, because of Jesus and the new covenant, and therefore we don't have to keep the Sabbath. And there are others who believe that we should keep the Sabbath, but instead of it being sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, like in Jesus's day, that it's now Sunday, and that we worship on the Sabbath to represent the spiritual rest that we now enjoy in Jesus. And so instead of it being primarily a day of rest, because of the resurrection, it's a day of worship. And so Sabbath for us should be about worship. And there are a lot of opinions in between these two. But I think if we look at the passage, it gives us a pretty good sense of what it means for us today. So if you'll notice, God gives his people the Sabbath day as a gift that he himself created with his own rest. Did you notice that? God rested. He created in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. So the question is, all right, was God tired? Was he irritable? Was he overworked? Like, why did God need to rest? I don't think any of those things are true. I think God rested to create the gift of rest for us. He shows us the need that we will have for rest. He knows that we will need downtime in the midst of life and just room to breathe and unplug. And as Jesus said, the Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath. So what does this mean for us? How do we apply the Sabbath today? There's a couple things that I want us to think about. All right, here's the first idea. We need to focus on being versus doing. That's what the Sabbath tells us, that we need to focus on being versus doing. We need to learn how to just be. Our world is focused, enamored with doing. Activity is the not only hallmark of our life, but it is a badge of honor that we wear. How are you doing? We ask each other. Busy, right? That is our response. And we're almost proud of it because we just do. And one of the truths about being in Christ, being a Christian, is that we just are. We are in Christ, not because of anything that we've done, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Christianity is more about being in Christ than what we do for Christ. And the Sabbath reminds us of this spiritual reality, that in Jesus we have entered an ultimate rest, where we lay down our striving, trying to fix ourselves and our problems, and we realize that what's already been done for us in Christ is what makes us right with God. So Sabbath reminds us of the spiritual rest that we have, where it's more about being than it is about doing. But not only do we need to focus on being versus doing, we also need to realize that we have limits. Sabbath reminds us of our limits, that we need rest, like actual rest. Because God brought the Sabbath into existence with his own rest, I believe that it's actually woven into the fabric of our world. It's woven into human existence and woven into the physical world. We need rest, right? We need sleep every day. Our bodies have to have it. If you don't think you need sleep, try to figure out how many nights you can skip in a row without becoming a crazy person, right? You just can't, you can't skip it. It will have a deep effect on you. Not only will you be unproductive, but you'll be super grumpy, right? Why? Because we have limits. Because we can't do it all. We can't push for more and it not affect us. We need to unplug. We need to rest. We need to get away. We need to take a break. And all of this was the way that God designed us to be and designed the world to be. When I drive back and forth to the office every day, I'm reminded about the fields, especially this time of year, as farmers are working the fields and harvesting. And I was just reminded the other day that even the soil needs time off. You can't plant a field year after year after year and expect to get a great crop. It needs to rest. And so they rotate fields and they rotate crops. Why? Because even the soil needs rest. Because that's just the way the world is. That's the way God created it to be. We were made for rest because we have limits. And so rest is a gift to us to help us to see that we need to focus on being versus doing and to realize we have our limits. So the question is, how are you taking advantage of the Sabbath in your life? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Hope you'll come back for the rest of the week for more episodes. Lord, in a world where we are measured by our accomplishments, help us to find our rest and identity in you and what you've done. Help us to realize that you have given us a great gift in this gift of rest. And when we don't enjoy that gift, we break down. Help us to find physical rest in this restless world and help us to know that the rest that only Jesus can bring. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. I want you to take a moment and pray and ask the Lord what adjustments you might need to make in your life to practice rest on a regular basis.